In the U.S. cities of Washington, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, and New York, people have taken to the streets to protest against the recent decisions by grand juries not to charge police officers who have killed African Americans. They're demanding justice for the victims of, quote, police brutality. UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, Rita Izask, has urged the United States to stop the racial profiling of African Americans. Izask's remarks come amid heightened tension in the wake of a grand jury decision not to indict a white police officer who put an unarmed black man in a chokehold that led to his death. Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni has acknowledged that Western countries made a, quote, mistake when they intervened in Libya to oust former dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. His remarks came after the Times reported that the U.S. is planning to conduct airstrikes on Libya. In the UK, economic downturn has made almost 400,000 young Britons homeless. Reports say the increase in homelessness is a result of rising living costs and high unemployment rates. Meanwhile, some charity organizations have accused the government of not doing enough to tackle the problem. Mexico City Police Chief Jesus Rodriguez Almeida has stepped down amid new protests over the security forces' handling of the case of 43 missing students who are presumed to have been murdered. Almeida has held the position for 2 years. His resignation was announced by the mayor. The Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group Al-Nusra Front has announced they have summarily executed another captive Lebanese soldier. They also threatened to kill more captive Lebanese servicemen if their latest demand is not met. The militants are demanding that Lebanon release a number of Takfiri women held in the country's prisons if certain documents were not forged. The medical charity group Médecins Sans Frontières says that up to 50,000 displaced Iraqi families are being neglected in Kirkuk area. It says this is happening despite international aid groups' access to the displaced people. MSF added that only a handful of local organizations are providing a few essential items to these families.